At the Baths last Board of Supervisors meeting on April 14th, decision was made about the proposed short-term rental ordinance, meaning the short-term rental operator needs to register with the Commissioner of the Revenue within 30 days to allow for assessment and remittance of the transient occupancy taxes. Additionally, there will be a $10 annual registration fee on each registration and a proposed $250 civil penalty for failing to register. This passed 4-1 with Shiflett opposing. Next, there was a public hearing and public comment regarding the county and the school's fiscal year 2020 to 2021 budgets and input on the tax levies for fiscal year 2020 to 2021. Marty Plecker, Glenn Kreiser, and Lynn Ellen Black all opposed the increase of taxes. Jay Trinka and Keswick Phillips wrote letters opposing it as well. Deputy Bryant from the Bath County Sheriff's Department also commented, saying that even when we were in the best of times, the citizens and the old board didn't want to raise taxes, and that year after year, they spent a total of $1.8 million out of the general reserve to make budget, and it can't go on like that. The board spoke in response to the concerns of the tax increase. Supervisor Roy Byrne said, quote,
"This is a hard seat to sit in, for sure. When we came into the budget this year, we found out that we were already betrothed to quite a bit of debt service for items that have been purchased by previous boards, $1.8 million out of the general fund to balance the budget. And when we come into this, we were pretty optimistic that we could make some cuts, we could make some small increases, and we could keep from pulling the money out of the general fund. Systematically, in about 2 years, if we continue down the same path, our county will be broke. We suffer from malfeasance. Let me just remind everybody, up to date, all of the things that you've heard, all the situations, scenarios, possibilities, tax increase rates, they are all formulations that we're trying to find the best scenario. You know, try not to lock onto just one thing, because we are still trying, getting as much information as we can get."
Unquote. Each member of the board echoed what Burns said. Supervisor Lee Fry said, quote,
"You know, for many years we didn't raise taxes, not even a penny here, a penny there. Now the chickens have come home. So we don't get into so many get out of free jail cards. We just about unused them up. We know things are tough. We know people don't raise taxes, but you just get to a point where you're up against it. 30-some years, like Mr. Bryant was talking a while ago, even in good times they wouldn't raise taxes. But here we are. We're going to do our best."
Unquote. Number 5 on the agenda was to set a public hearing to amend Section 15 of the Bath County Code to allow for refunds of erroneously paid taxes. County Administrator Ashton Harrison said that specifically we have to refund BB&T over $20,000 for the bank stock tax. Quote,
"That's collected by the state. The state made errors in its collection. That is state law. Each county and city is paying back money. The good news is we won't have to pay back interest. You don't have something in ordinance, it's 10% a year. As you'll notice in this draft ordinance, everyone still pays taxes and we refund them. There's no interest on it because the error was made through no fault of the county. Again, this is just asking the board to set public hearing."
Unquote. This passed 5-0. Next was a consideration to abandon a segment of secondary Route 614 from the secondary system of state highways. This was referred by VDOT. Janet Bryan shared that this part was previously disposed of and hasn't been used since 1973. This also passed 5-0. The 7th thing on the agenda was an emergency ordinance concerning the continuity of government. Ashton Harrison shared that this allows for electronic meetings and also for the temporary suspension of application deadlines on staff constitutional officers that need to be fulfilled. This passed 5-0. This was followed by number 8 on the agenda, which was to consider updates to personnel policies manual. This also passed unanimously. For Board and Commissions, Cynthia Rudnick was reappointed to the Planning Commission from Cedar Creek. John Loeffler and Charlie Moore recommended to State Health Commissioner for appointment to Warm Springs Sanitation Commission. David Hahn to EDA from Valley Springs. Ramona Garcia reappointed to EDA from Cedar Creek. Pat Haynes reappointed to EDA at large. And Sean Poehler reappointed to EDA at large. Last was the consent agenda, where the board agreed 5-0 to approve permission to give County Administrator Ashton Harrison permission to write a letter of intent to apply for a Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG, with the Virginia Department of Housing and Community, also known as DHCD, to establish a small business emergency grant program. The next Board of Supervisors meeting will be on May 12th at 6 o'clock. For AMR News, I'm Abby Dufour.